Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you this winter. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Upset some earlier by suggesting that the Eagles could be the greatest American rock band ever.
I mean, that's the best song they've got. It's not much.
That's not the best. Hotel California is the... Yeah. What? You don't like... Who doesn't like Hotel California?
I think the dude summed it up for everybody.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the Eagles, man.
You know how in 40-year-old Virgin they played the Michael McDonald video thing over and over again?
Yes.
One of my first jobs in high school was at a video store in Swampscott called Big Planet Video, which was later purchased by a Blockbuster franchisee. And the guy that owned it was a huge Eagles fan. So we would play one tape all the time, and it was the Eagles Live.
Eagles Live, not
Eagles
the greatest
Live,
hits?
Eagles Live, nope. And it was the video, because it was a video.
Yeah.
And every single time I worked, that played on a loop. Nonstop.
For a long time, Eagles' Greatest Hits 1, because I think there was a 2, was the best-selling album in the history of album.
Supplanted, I believe, years later by Thriller.
Was it, or was it by the
First
Beatles?
First by the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, and then by Thriller.
Yeah, because for a while, Beatles 1 or whatever it was I think, took over or whatever. I don't know. What is the best-selling album ever?
Thriller.
Thriller?
Yep.
Greatest album ever.
Let's see. Thriller's number one. AC/DC Back in Black is number two.
Wow.
Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, number three.
Oh.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, number four. Uh-huh. Whitney Houston, Bodyguard soundtrack, number five. And Eagles, Greatest Hits, number six.
What do you make of this speculation that is catching fire on the interwebs about this... this region in China where the coronavirus is running rampant.
Yeah.
And the insiders who say that the Chinese government is going to fly planes over the community and spray some kind of a medicinal a substance on the people of China.
I mean, how else are we going to treat it?
Air Purell will now be taking off.
Yes.
Yeah, please do not mind the evening showers forecasted across the Wuhan province.
I'm telling you, this makes me want to hole up in my house like a doomsday prepper.
Are you scared
because
of this?
They now have three cities on lockdown, not just Wuhan. There are two other cities they've placed on lockdown. There's video of doctors scanning passengers on flights leaving Wuhan. Like going up with like the temporal scanner, the exogen type thermometers.
Yeah, anyone who's got a temperature is going nowhere right now.
Plus, they have a huge Lunar New Year. Chinese New Year is on Saturday. So a lot of people were planning to travel for that within various Asian countries. Now they're putting the kibosh on that. This is very scary how quickly this is. I mean, I don't know if it's like the bubonic plague scare we had a few years ago that's just going to suddenly die out and go nowhere. Maybe this is an attempt to hide some kind of Trump misstep or something. I don't know. But
well, a lot of people think that one of these outbreaks is what will be eventually the death of civilization.
Or maybe that's just what
not
we
plastic
need.
That's how we're going to go.
Yeah.
Population
control.
What's heartening about this, though, Greg, is that when the SARS outbreak hit about 17 years ago or so, that China sort of like, what are you talking about? Everyone feels great. And they didn't really own up to it or address it, let alone try to get out ahead of it for months. People had to, like, the World Health Organization had to, like, extract teeth of information from them. Now they are getting out ahead of the narrative. I mean,
they're going to spray their people with Lysol.
Fine.
All right.
You're okay with that.
They could buy all of the disinfectant wipes by Kirkland brand at Costco and go scour the center of that country for all I care. You cannot have the most populous nation in the world have this rare pneumonia-like outbreak that comes from a seafood market spread everywhere. I saw, what was the Steven Soderbergh movie, like Outbreak or Virus or whatever? That scared the blank out of me.
Was that the one where Gwyneth Paltrow had sex with the guy?
Was it Viggo Mortensen?
In the airport.
That movie was terrifying. That did to me in terms of like outbreaks and plagues what Fatal Attraction did for cheating on your wife 33 years ago.
Fitzy has two bug out bags today instead of the normal one.
Yes, that's correct.
Joke books in each.
Greg, I'm surprised as woke as you are that you would have an issue with the spraying given all the chemtrail things that we're dealing with here. Anyway, they're getting us.
I mean, what are they supposed to do, though?
I don't know, but this is terrifying. Well,
first of all, there's some people who think that the World Health Organization or whatever should tell them that they should shut down their, like, leaving their country. Shut the borders down. And nobody should leave China. How do you feel about that?
That's a pretty intense cabin fever.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
how would I be with it? Fine.
You're okay with that?
All the way over here? Sure.
It's a respiratory spread.
Yes, when it comes to like global infestation, yeah, I'm pretty much okay with telling everyone in China, have a seat, take it easy for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
They're coming up with mask shortages in China. Like, people can't even find the masks to buy.
Yeah. This is John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys, want to still talk Eagles?
You can talk about the Eagles. Go ahead. We can talk about anything. I don't care.
All right, real quick. Hotel California album, two songs. New Kid in Town.
Great song.
And Sad Cafe.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Great song. What about the Greeks Don't Want No Freaks? Another great Eagles song.
New Kid in Town, great song. That's great, like Fitzy song. Calling Cam Meredith a great receiver in the season.
Geez. I mean, you said... And I appreciate that you're a honk, you're a local honk, or trying to be a local honk. But you said Aerosmith was the greatest American band.
I'm not from around here. I've got no stake in that. I truly believe Aerosmith's top two.
I love Aerosmith, but I don't believe they're the greatest American band ever. I just don't. Let's see. Danielle, this texter says 404 texter. I don't know where that's from. That Eagles' Greatest Hits Volume 1 resurpassed Thriller in 2018 as a best-selling album.
Not according to what I was looking at, but thank you for the correction.
Uh-oh, Curran's texting.
obscure reference maybe from Dale.
My arch enemy.
Stephen King's The Stand is the best book about an outbreak kind of disease kind of thing, and a pretty good film. Also.
The original ABC miniseries was excellent, and that is one of the best opening scenes of all time in movie history, and best use of a rock song, I will posit,
the alarm?
In a scene. No.
No.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Remember the opening credits? It's just 4 minutes of the camera slowly moving through dead people.
You're right about that. You nailed it.
Oh,
yes.
Chilling.
But the alarm song, The Stand, is pretty good.
Yes.
So Danielle, speaking of Dale,
yes.
Wow.
You're upset with Dale for something that he said on the Dale and Keefe show yesterday?
I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed?
You know, I had a tough enough morning yesterday dealing with Keefe's complete lack of regard for me and my happiness and safety with that squirrel head tweet he put out there. And now Dale has this story.
We have the audio of Dale telling a story yesterday about a cat.
Yeah.
Which has infuriated Danielle.
So we're in high school, and in biology class, they want us, as an independent project, one of the options was you could
dissect like an animal?
You could make a skeleton.
Oh, okay.
You could make a skeleton. So my friend and I, we find a dead cat.
Ooh. Oh, Dale, this is taking a turn.
So we go back
so
into the school.
Yeah. Somebody's
pet. It was dead. We didn't kill it.
But it was somebody's
so
pet.
We decide we're going to turn this cat into a skeleton
How long of the...
Oh, it's worse.
Dale's a serial
killer. Oh, no, it's worse.
When you find the dead cat, how long has it been dead? What's the decomposing state we're in?
Did you tweet out its head?
How many flies?
I did not tweet out its head.
I don't know.
So we got the cat. And now we're going to turn it into a skeleton.
Right.
So what you got to do is you got to boil the meat off.
Okay.
We go back into the school, into the
you?
Home ec room. We plunk the cat into a big pot
like
full
acid,
of water.
Right? Right.
Into a big pot
yeah,
full
water,
of water. We're
going to
boil the cat
right.
in the home ec room at the high school. Here's the problem. It's a bad plan to boil a dead cat that you haven't gutted yet.
Well, that's why I said you got to gut the cat. You got to take the guts out. It's
we didn't do any of that. We just fired
the
cat into the pot.
You got to take the fur and the skin off
the
cat.
We didn't do any of that. We just took the cat, fired it into the pot, cranked that stove up. We killed the smell in that school for like 2 weeks.
Somebody get Body moving on the phone.
Seriously. I'm suspect.
Oh, boy. Rural Maine. Nothing like rural Maine. Wait. Boiled a cat?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least I wasn't alive, but still, I don't need to hear about your cat soup and you know, A&P. Come on.
They boiled a cat?
Yeah. That's probably the one thing that might smell worse than tripe boiling.
Oh, God.
Nothing smells as nasty as tripe.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
Sweetbreads are the number one, the worst thing on planet Earth. The worst. Worse than Jets fans. Worse. Sweet, like, tripe. Sweetbreads. Right. Organs.
Worse than Gwyneth's candle?
Yes.
You could sell me a candle called Smells Like Stiz Grimy, and I would burn that in my house nightly before
Sweetbreads. Dunkin' Iced?
Yeah, I mean, where did they find the dead cat?
That's what I want to know. That's the part of the story I feel like has a few holes. You just found this random dead cat?
You're walking down the street in Maine and
Stand By Me?
You find a dead cat.
I see a dead cat.
And then you decide you're going to boil
it? We're going to boil it without shocking the innards.
Is this like the audiobook from John Wayne Gacy? Or like
an apology and a big HR-approved hug from Dale.
From Dale?
During the crossover.
All right, we'll get...
Because I'm triggered.
We'll get Dale in for the crossover, but right now it's time for What is Trending.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology, proud sponsors of the Skate Pod. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. My fear of Dale is now at an all-time high. That is just creepy. I mean,
right?
Would you want to see his garage right now?
Don't leave your pets with the midday show. Jeez.
Oh, God. Celtics big win over the Grizz. Kemba Walker and the boys got the job done, but Kemba saying they can win no matter who's on or off in a given
game. We have so many threats on the perimeter. And you know, every night is not going to be a great night for me. And the special thing about this team is multiple guys can have huge nights. And you know, when it's not my night, it's just not my night. And I'm definitely willing to accept that.
52-12 run by the boys. We don't talk much about Kemba Walker. He's like the quiet star. Would you call him? I don't even know if he's like this. Statistically, maybe he is, but Tatum and Brown get more of the attention.
Well, I think he's the exact opposite of Kyrie Irving, which is which I think is what that locker room needed.
Yep.
You know?
And two impressive wins back-to-back here. They're at Orlando Friday, 7 p.m. The Antonio Brown news. No developments this morning. So is Antonio on the run? Is he locked in? How do they not acquire this guy by now?
They don't know where he is.
No.
They're looking for Antonio Brown, and he is, I don't know if he's in a white Bronco or he's in the Bentley or whatever, but they're looking for him.
Captain Obvious here. Have we checked any cryo facilities or hot air balloon rental places?
He might be in the recording studio. I'm waiting for that Sean Kingston track to drop, because that was not the first one that came out, and I'm sad.
Well, he released, when did his new tune come out? Was that yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday. What's it called?
It's called Goals. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, let's take a little listen to new AB music here. Renegade.
I just been hitting my goal, ay, I just been hitting the goal, ay, I just been hitting the goal, ay, ay. I just been hitting my goal, ay, I just been hitting my goal, ay, I just been hitting my goal, I'm hitting my goal, I'm hitting my goal, ay, I just been in the Lambo, ay, I just been in the Lambo, ay, I just been hitting my goal, ay, I just been hitting my goal, ay. They try to slow me up, ay, they can't slow me up, ay, they try to slow me up, ay, they can't slow me up. If you plan to fail, then you fail to plan. I tell my girl I catch that pat like the NFL. Them boys kind of
so
wet.
Apparently he dips his hand in gold. Is
yes.
that what the, is that what is going on?
That's
there?
What's happening. Okay. That the track sounds a little like you at the end of a Peloton workout.
Guys, how are we burying the true lead? This is all a carefully orchestrated PR stunt to up sales of that song.
It probably is. Yeah, you're probably right.
It's better than Le'Veon Bell's, if you've ever heard his. PGA Tour event in San Diego has Tiger and Rory. They'll be teeing off to start the Farmers Insurance Open. And a big night for Zion Williamson. 17 straight points in the fourth quarter in his NBA debut. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
With a black book in my hand, and I've looked between the lines that lie in the pages that I tread. But the walking dude religious in his worn-out cowboy boots, he walked like no man on earth. I swear he had no name. Swear he had no name. Come on down and meet your maker. Come on down and make the stand. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down, we'll make the stand.
I think we're supposed to ban anything that is related to Stephen King after his comments about the Oscars.
On diversity? I
mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Diversity.
Yeah, he diversified himself right out of there.
Yeah.
People,
what do you think?
Still upset about that. Come on.
I've been thinking about Stephen King because of The Outsider. What do you think his best book is? I mean, there's some that, like, I was talking about this with The Outsider, that I'm worried about it veering too far into the supernatural.
Yeah.
And I feel like episode 3, which I think is today, what's today, Thursday?
Yes.
Today, Thursday?
Yes, all day.
I think it's okay to, because we had Monday off, I think it's Wednesday, but I think I'm okay to talk about the Sunday night episode, but based
just
on
issue,
our old...
issue your disclaimer.
Right. So we normally don't talk about Sunday television until Wednesday so that everybody has a chance to watch. But I feel like with the introduction of that new character, which Wiggy was actually talking about on Tuesday, the psychic or whatever she is.
The clairvoyant.
That it's really going to, the show is really going to get into the supernatural shapeshifter type scenario,
right up
which
your alley.
I know. It's been so good too. As long as it doesn't go too far out there. Like, I think Cujo was a great Stephen King book and film.
Okay. Now he famously did not like the original Kubrick adaptation of The Shining.
Oh, he didn't?
No,
oh,
did
really?
Not like it at all. Did not
Why?
Think it was in the spirit of the book. Thought it was overwrought. Was
really?
Not a fan. Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
I think
he sanctioned a TV remake years ago, but he was not a fan of the movie. But I've had many a friend tell me that that is their favorite Stephen King book and that it's his best. I have it at home. Haven't read it. My favorite's The Green Mile. That little six, the little six mini novella series. Fantastic read. And you can get through it and you don't get too bogged down. And of course, the movie was phenomenal. Starring your favorite actor, of course, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. American Treasure.
Tom Hanks.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Here's a texter who was wiped out and they have to recharge their batteries for the rest of the day, like Curtis.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Curtis is out recharging his batteries.
What a life.
We'll return at some point.
NBN.
You have a favorite Stephen King book or movie?
I don't know. I like the one Pet Sematary. I think is pretty good.
No, it's just that movie gives me the heebie-jeebies. The little kid gets his Achilles there towards the, gets Fred Graves' Achilles. That little slash at the end. Oh, I remember in the movie theater, I almost had to walk out.
Well, you know, Dale is obsessed with Stephen King. I don't know if it's the main connection or whatever it is, but maybe that was what was going on with the cat.
The girl who loved Tom Gordon.
It was like some kind of a Pet Sematary thing or something like that.
Some people love Carrie. Great movie. Do you ever rewatch Carrie, the original one?
Yes.
Even though it's super dated, it gives you the creeps.
Is it Maximum Overdrive, the one that had the AC/DC song?
That's the one that he wrote and directed. And you remember the commercials for it? He was actually on screen and he's like, "You need to see this movie because I'm going to scare the hell out of you." And it's about trucks that become sentient and play AC/DC. And then Emilio Estevez has to fight them off at a gas station.
I believe that
movie.
I believe that Shawshank was based on a short story that
he wrote as Richard Bachman. Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
That is that. Also, the same guy who directed Shawshank directed Green Mile. But yes, that was Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption. It's a good short story.
See, this texter is like, "Greg, dude, what do you expect? It's a Stephen King-based story, The Outsider. He's not a mystery writer. Shawshank has no supernatural in it."
No. And it's arguably the I think it actually is, in recent survey, the most beloved American film of all time.
Really?
Yes.
That's the most beloved American film of all time?
It's
a great movie. Don't get me wrong.
Show me a person that can get past it when it's on television.
What about Beautiful
Girls?
That's
the term.
Stop with this weirdo pedo bias for this movie,
Danielle,
Jeffrey Epstein.
That's the term for when you see a movie and you have to put down the remote. You got Shawshanked, yes.
What about the Dark Tower series? I never read any of that.
That's so supernatural and
yeah.
No, I'm with you in this, Greg. But what's supernatural? Like, what is the line for you? If it goes like goblins and demons, or what's
goblins?
I mean, it's
kid behind a door. No, light behind a door. Haunted kid. Unexplained demonic moving object. Any of that?
Well,
stuff, I
want
like.
It to be believable.
Well,
so,
that's just because you haven't experienced the supernatural.
So no dragons, no minotaurs, no, like, fantasy creatures.
Could you please point to me the Stephen King thing that has a minotaur?
Well, I'm just asking.
He's trying to establish a baseline.
Listen, I was all in on Game of Thrones, even though clearly some of that is somewhat unbelievable. But I just don't, in this case, the outsider is moving along so great, but I feel like there's going to be like some shape shifter who is making himself look like Jason Bateman's character, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha.
And I just don't buy
why is he there? Is it going to be like, is it going to be a parable? Like, is he going to be the devil or a demon or a parable for something done wrong?
Yeah.
I pointed to how much I loved the first season of True Detective. And that teetered on, like, that almost got into the beyond our realm, got into the supernatural, but it stayed sort of within the confines of our reality. And I think that's why people could buy into it. Because once it goes into the inexplicable, like you're saying, then it's like, well, anyone can just sort of make this up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like any hot chicks, like Alyssa Milano's in Charmed, so I can watch that on just episode after episode.
Is that why all three TVs were stuck on a Charmed marathon on Tuesday?
Awesome.
I could not change them to save my life.
Ken, if you told me that eating at Golden Buffet is a great night out for the family, that would not explain as much as you saying how much you love Charmed.
Alyssa Milano is like number one of my childhood.
By the way... Thanks for the help when it comes to the Peloton instructors. This is how creepy is it? You're home watching Charmed because of Alyssa Milano?
What's wrong with that?
This is Justin. Hello. Hey, Justin.
Danielle, Greg, Fitzy, what's going on?
Good morning, Justin.
What's up, Justin?
How are you?
What's up?
Hey, Greg, I got to tell you, man, you following you on Instagram and seeing what you consume every night is just a treat. I don't know if you're always worried about your money, and I see why you want to conserve it because you go out to dinner every friggin' night.
Justin, I never pay for it. It's always.
How do you think
on,
he keeps his money?
It's on somebody else. I mean, that's.
Why do you think he's posting on Instagram?
Well, then it's brilliant. Then it's brilliant. Yeah. I'm impressed. Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, I'm with you, Greg. Anything unrealistic, Ken? I heard you say the goblins and stuff, no good. But Fitzy, I heard you say the Green Mile. My opinion is the Green Mile was better than Shawshank.
The movie.
Yeah,
it is a good movie. It's a really
it's
good
a hard
movie.
Oh, it's I think it's underrated.
I don't know if it's better than Shawshank.
It can't beat Shawshank, man.
It could be. What about Misery?
The movie or what? My perpetual state. It's an amazing good.
When
good
he gets
book
hobbled.
Kathy Bates, Oscar winner.
No Supernatural in that.
No, mm-mm. Just crazy people.
Just crazy. Like I like that. This is JD. Hello, JD.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up?
Nothing, Greg. So if you killed someone, right, and you're sitting in a jail cell in the year's 2040 and someone came to you and said, couldn't you wish you'd go back in time and frame someone for the person you killed?
Yes.
Wouldn't you say yes?
Yes.
So I think that's all the Outsider is going to be about. It's like time travel, like space and time. I don't think it's going to get too supernaturally.
I might buy the time travel thing. I might be okay with that.
Okay.
When it comes to the supernatural.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
look where technology is.
True.
I mean, it's possible, I guess, that we could time travel. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, are we going to go down the which year do you want to time travel to hole now? Because
no.
Thank God.
What about Salem's Lot? Was that Stephen King?
Yep.
I think so.
Twas. Movie was made, I think, in 79. It's an old one. Yeah. A lot of people like that.
I never watched the new one that he did that was Hulu a few years ago. What was that called? Castle Rock or something like that?
Yeah,
that was filmed here.
Twas?
Yeah.
Castle Rock was?
Yes.
Some people liked ABC adapted it, The Langoliers, airplane that goes up and like goes through a time rip.
That was a great movie.
That was good. Yeah. That was actually really good.
A what? A time rip?
Time rip. A rip in time.
How do we feel about the time rip?
I like the time rip.
Is that like Lost or is that, does anyone know what happened with Lost?
No, please don't.
I never got into the Lost thing.
I don't even know.
Was good.
Lost
early?
Was great.
The first season was unbelievable.
Yeah,
the beginning was good. The end.
First season
so
was awesome.
It was?
Yeah, the end of it was honestly typewriter jazz. Just like, what do you want to make up? I don't know. How does this sound?
Was it like the dream thing? Was it like all a dream? Or
nobody
like,
knows.
I don't like when something ends and it's all a dream. That's really bothersome to me.
So you didn't like when Pam woke up in Dallas and Bobby was in the shower and she thought he was dead?
That's the worst one of them all. That's
you can't use that.
I believe our former governor, Deval Patrick, banned the use of that word.
And, you know, come on. You
can't use the R word here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
What's wrong with you?
Did you jump out of that, Ken, or no?
You did, yes.
You did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Loser.
That's inappropriate, I guess, that word.
Yes, it is very inappropriate.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
How can you not remember the movie Christine with that awesome car that went around killing everybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was pretty cool. And Danielle, I can't believe that Greg forgets about when he tripped over the doggy door because of the Ouija board.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about that curse.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot. You guys wanted to tempt fate and play with the Ouija board in the old studio, and I refused to be a part of it. And
you're
then,
as weird as Dale.
Within 6 months, he fell over the puppy gates. A bunch of stuff happened.
It was in 6 months.
There's no timeline on the Ouija board, guy.
Yeah, right. The people who believe in the Ouija board.
I didn't have anything catastrophic happen to me.
The people who believe in it. Say that anything, once you use it,
yes.
If anything bad happens to you in the next 100 years,
yes.
It's because of the Ouija board.
Yes, you open the portal.
It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
There's a portal open at Swampscott Public Library in the basement, too.
This texter is correct about thinner. Thinner was pretty good.
I curse you, thinner.
Thinner was pretty good. This is Dennis from Milton. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. I've been listening to the Stephen King conversation, and there's another book that in movie that was out called Stand. that was kind of underrated, but it was a really, it was a supernatural story at the end that followed sort of a real story of good versus evil. A super flu wiped out 99% of the population.
Yes.
And all the survivors, you know, kind of collected into, like, good versus evil, and that's another kind of trait of his stories.
Dennis, that's how we started talking about this whole thing, because of the coronavirus, and because there are some who believe that this right now we are witnessing the forecoming end of human civilization.
Yes,
because of the coronavirus, mm-hmm. which is spreading rapidly in China.
Very rapidly.
Are you afraid of it?
I am. I fear for what's going to happen here.
You do?
Yep.
Because you don't think China can control it?
No, I think that this has been, you know, this is the problem with situations like this, is you have the conspiracy theorists that start to come out, and then there's this wormhole that you can go down to see. I mean, I spent a while on Twitter last night just looking at it. What's been going on for like the last year, allegedly, with the coronavirus and stuff that they've hidden
like
over
what?
There. That it's a much more widespread outbreak than we know about. That scares the S out of me.
And they should not have been letting people leave the country over the last
they shouldn't.
Year.
Better lock it up, China.
Yeah. But they're not going to.
No.
Oh, I don't. Listen,
nobody's going to make them lock it up.
I think if there's any one country that will lock it up, it's going to be China, because China does not give a blank about the individual. China does not want to see their burgeoning empire fall because of like a foodborne flu that spread from the middle of the country.
I thought it was from the snakes.
It's from the bat soup.
Soup?
There's a whole piece on Daily Mail that has
bat
photos
soup.
of a Chinese woman eating
one person
a cooked bat.
Is she patient zero?
She might be.
So she ate bat soup?
They're saying that because...
Do you dip your bread in bat soup?
I guess so,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
You could dip anything
baguette.
In it, yeah. Then it's a meal, according to Kenny Banya.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying that it's possible that because they eat a lot of flying mammals and
yeah.
things like that,
well, that's
part of the transmission.
You're Stop eating that stuff. You're not supposed to put, like, this is like Dale all over. You're not supposed to put a bat in a pot of water and eat it?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, how...
no,
how,
I ordered the miso.
Disgusting and dangerous is bat guano? Oh, you haven't really lived until you've had bat soup, Gregory.
When I'm done with you and the boy Wanda, you're going to be bat soup.
So what you got to do is you got to boil the meat off.
Mm. Bat soup?
Bat
well, that's
soup.
The whole problem. Somebody should stop them from eating this stuff. Like, they're putting the rest of us at risk by eating weird things.
Meanwhile, some guy's growing a bunch of pot in his basement in Cambridge using bat guano as a great fertilizer.
Oh, I mean, man. This is like outbreak.
I just hit the dispensary yesterday. I think I need to go back and double what I purchased.
Ooh.
Can you take a Z-pack for it or
no,
something like that?
No, it's a virus.
Oh, no.
You can't?
Nope.
No, now we're going to have people with the coronavirus and then a whole bunch of other antibiotic-resistant people because of the Z-pack.
Oh,
I got to get off this planet.
Move into the ocean. That's
this
it.
Texter, this conspiracy theorist texter says that in the United States, the media has been hiding the stories of those who knowingly came here sick and mm-hmm. are lying about it.
It's like the measles people.
Is that true?
I've read a couple of things that
people
allege that
they
people knowingly came here.
They had it and they knowingly yeah. came here and they wanted to get back into the country?
Yeah.
They're Americans who were in China.
Yep.
Wow.
Can we just, how about we just have a giant staycation for the first half of 2020?
Seriously.
Would that be so wrong?
Yeah. I would be
let's
in
all recharge.
Favor of that. Yes, let's all recharge our batteries.
Yeah. I'm going to stay inside this weekend. Never mind the snow that's coming. I'm going to stay inside because of the coronavirus.
Me too. Somebody just texted us about the Mermaids episode of Charmed. Wow.
All right, Ken. Now it's getting weird.
This is creepy.
Ken, did you realize this could be evidence?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God it wasn't the moose soup. Have we ever played the moose soup lady on the new show?
I don't know if we have.
Ken, have we ever played moose soup lady on the new show?
No.
Oh, my God. Do we have time? I know we're up against the clock, and we got to get Dale in here to explain why he's boiling cats in Maine. But Moose Soup Lady, not only great audio, but an extraordinary guest, a great get by our former coworker, Mark Hsu.
The one where she's singing? I have one.
No. I think
hold on. I'm gonna transfer it, Ken. Give me 1 second.
Danielle is transferring it for you, Ken. While you do that,
I'm going to make the transfer.
Let me just get Boo on the phone. Hello, Boo.
How you doing, man?
What's up?
I just came to, thanks for the opportunity to check in. And
yes.
I think as far as prototype seminal American
number one bands. There may not have ever been an Eagles without the Birds banging out about 10 singles and channeling Dylan at first. And then as far as Southern sound goes, Swamp Rock, if you ain't mentioned them, Creedence also with at least half a dozen to a dozen top 10 entries. That four-piece, you can't touch them, the Fogertys. And, you got it, man.
All right, man. Thank you, Daddy-O.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Cheers, man.
I think somebody mentioned Creedence earlier.
99% chance that guy had those tea glasses on.
John Lennon glasses.
Yep. 99% chance that guy had that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God bless him for it.
Yeah.
Boo Absolutely. Is his name. Unironically, Boo. God bless Boo.
Here is Moose Soup Lady for those who haven't heard.
Woo! Yeah, that's Charlie. Oh, my God! Get your passenger! Son of a... Damn it! Dirty... Damn it. You guys are doing good!
I know!
Is that Charlie?
Richard Raymond!
Oh, dirty son of a... Come down later for moose soup!
I'm gonna need some of those.
Yeah! You guys come down here after, I got moose soup and everything! Alright! Right, you guys are doing good! Son of a bitch. Hey, I got you on video! Dirty son of a... OMG! Gee, I was glad I got that on video! Come down for moose soup after!
I believe that Moose Soup Lady was watching some kind of a snowmobile race.
No, it was like a boat race.
A boat race.
A boat race.
In Alaska.
Yes, Jenny McLean is her name.
Yeah.
Sounds like Dale.
It sounds like a voice that could be done by Trey Parker on South Park.
Come down for Moose Soup. Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got Moose Soup and everything.
Moose Soup and everything.
And everything. Is that Charlie?
No bat soup. Just Moose Soup and everything. I think the everything is code, to be honest with you.
Well,
I think her moose soup brought the boys to the yard. If you know what I'm saying.
Better than the milkshake.
All right, I believe we're going to get to the crossover with the cat boiler coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit hyundaiusa.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, before we get to the crossover with Dale, friend of the show, John Mitchell, on the phone. John, good morning.
Greggy, how are you, buddy?
What's happening?
Listen, talking about horror movies, here's a sleeper for you.
Yes.
It's a B-movie in the 70s, Silent Rage, Chuck Norris. The premise is this. An axe murderer wipes out his entire family. Chuck Norris is a Texas Ranger. He shows up, takes 10 guys to restrain this guy. They finally end up shooting him. All right? They take him to a hospital where there's a mad scientist conducting experiments on dead bodies. They bring this guy back to life, and you can't kill him.
Huh.
And the movie premise goes on to be like this. It builds up, where this guy is like on a rampage, and Norris is chasing him through the whole movie, and the guy gets Norris's family, he gets the girlfriend, he gets everybody, and Norris and he have a classic classic battle at the end of it. Silent Rage,
Silent
1970s,
Rage.
Great horror sci-fi. If you love Chuck Norris, terrific, buddy.
Okay.
And you have a great weekend. Best everybody,
all
man.
All right, John.
Bye, John.
Thank you. No, Stephen King. Dale.
Where is the willing suspension of disbelief? Of course you can't kill Chuck Norris.
He's Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he is.
Man, come on.
He's going to be the designated survivor when it comes to the coronavirus. Or is Chuck Norris no longer with us?
I think Chuck.
Oh, is this a jinx?
So help me God.
If he dies tomorrow.
And he's right in the wheelhouse. He's 17. He'll be 80 in March.
Live. Chuck Norris will live forever.
I hope so.
He'll live forever. Dale is here for the crossover.
Hi, guys.
I'm not making eye contact, so you can communicate with Dale for me.
You've really upset Danielle. I mean, first it was Rich talking or posting a photo of a squirrel head, and then you yesterday talking about boiling a cat.
All right, you cook one cat.
I didn't kill said cat. You F with cats. You don't F with cats.
Rule number one, Dale.
Said cat was demised already, and
Where did you guys find the dead cat?
In the parking lot of the school.
Allegedly.
In the parking lot of the school.
Well, we were really up against the bio deadline. We had to do the whole, you had to have the whole skeleton bio project. And we were running out of options at that point. And we went, hey, cat's dead.
Nothing communicable can come from this.
I know.
The issue wasn't cooking the cat. Who amongst us haven't done that? The issue for me was that I didn't gut the cat first. I just fired it into the pot, threw pressure right cooker, put the lid on, let it rip.
Yeah. Sure.
That school smelled like crap for like 2 weeks.
What'd you get?
What'd you get for a grade? That's what I was wondering.
Home ec, I got an F.
Okay.
From bio, I got a B+ or something. I don't remember.
Not bad. Not bad, I guess.
I mean, I know, Danielle. I'm sorry. I needed the grade. You know, I was worried about where I was going to go to college. What if my bio grade suffered?
Sure.
Well, now look where you landed.
That's a good point. As a Stephen King-ophile, what is your...
I'm just finishing The Institute. It is so good.
That's the new one?
His latest book. I just finished it. Really, really good.
A lot of supernatural, or is it...
A little bit. I don't want to give anything away, but a little bit. Yeah.
What do you think his best work is, though?
The Stand has always been my favorite Stephen King book.
We were talking
of all
about
time.
That earlier because of the coronavirus.
It is one of the few. It's one of the few books. Period. I read religiously every single day. There are only about 3 books in my life that I've read more than once, and I think I've read The Stand like 3 or 4 times.
Mm. Yeah, it's such a. It's really, really good.
But it makes you a little nervous about these people landing at Logan wearing face masks and stuff.
I know.
Seriously.
I know. What would you do? Would you, if you're the World Health Organization, I mean, you can't really tell China what to do, but they ought to shut it down.
My daughter lives in San Francisco, and she says you see people all over the streets now wearing these face masks.
Yeah.
And they've got video footage on the news of people landing at the airport in San Francisco, you know, coming from China. It's like,
they're carriers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, some are. Hopefully.
Maybe it's some kind of an evil plot to spread disease to our country.
China figures they can just part ways with like a fifth of the population to establish world dominance.
They'll be fine. I mean, there was that kid restriction.
Was that only
going to
be like 300,000 people?
I mean, yeah.
They'll be all right without that.
Work for Stephen King in The Stand.
Yeah.
All right. Wiped out everybody.
What are you guys talking about?
We got
today?
A lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. Peter King's going to join us. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame candidacy for Eli Manning.
Nope.
Nick says no way.
No, I'm with Nick, but unfortunately, we're both wrong. He's going to get in.
He's going to get in, but he doesn't deserve to get in. He's a very good football player. He is not a Hall of Fame
player. What is he getting in by name only?
And where he played.
No, he's getting in by someone else's name. He's getting in on the back of Tom Brady. Because he defeated Tom Brady in 2 Super Bowls, so therefore, because he beat Tom Brady,
I've always said the least qualified person in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is Joe Namath. I mean, wildly overqualified to be a Hall of Famer, but he got in for 1 game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eli Manning's getting in for 2 games. That's it.
Bingo.
And you think he absolutely gets in?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. But we'll talk to Peter King about it and get his opinion, and... Kendrick Perkins is going to join us at 1.
Oh.
Kendrick Perkins is an amazing story to me. When he was a player, he didn't say a lot.
No.
And, you know, now that he's been unfettered, he just takes out everybody. I mean, he just takes...
Absolute must follow on Twitter.
I love Perk.
What an analyst.
He was so important, by the way, to that team.
Yes.
So important to that team.
Did you see the picture I tweeted out last night?
No.
I retweeted.
No.
All the feels. The whole NHL's on vacation now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Milan Lucic posted a Twitter picture last night. I don't know where they are on vacation. Him and David Krejci and Nathan Horton. Oh. All shoulder to shoulder.
I saw that.
Does Luch still have the blonde
he
hair?
He does. Yeah, that's not a good look. Yeah, not a good look.
No, I don't
But the picture of the three of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, Horton Dale and Keefe is next.
Sorry, Danielle.
That's fine.
I'm sorry about the cat, though.
I forgive you.
They don't like animals on this next show. But,
seriously, middays.
Dale and Keefe is next.
Well, we don't kill them. We just find them dead and do stuff with them.
Yeah, you just happen to find them dead, the and two of you.
What are you going
to
do?
Blocked.
Yeah.
Blocked. Deleted.
Blocked.
Blocked.
Triggered.
Get them out.
Triggered. Blocked.
We will be back tomorrow at 6 after we recharge our batteries. If you missed anything this morning, then you can get it with our app, which you can download for free right now by texting the letters APP to 37937. Then you can use the rewind feature on the app to listen to the entire show. So just text the letters APP to 37937. To get the WEEI app.
Blocked.
All right. Stay away from the bat soup today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 with Wiggy in the studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.